But Karen could not take her eyes off of the princess's red, glittering, and beautiful shoes.
Is there anything more beautiful than the princess's red shoes in this world?
She even pricked herself with the needle while she was thinking about the red shoes. Soon, she grew old enough to receive the sacrament of confirmation. The noblewoman brought Karen to a shoe store to buy her new dresses and shoes for the ceremony. Seeing the shoes in a showcase, she almost shouted,
"How come these shoes are in your showcase?"
There laid the same red shoes as the princess in the showcase.
"These shoes were made specifically for a daughter of a count, but they did not fit her feet. That's why they are in there."
The noblewoman had bad sight now, so she did not know that they were red. The red shoes fit Karen's feet very well. Karen liked her new red shoes very much. When Karen appeared at the ceremony with her red shoes, the minister advised her to wear black shoes instead of the red shoes. On the next Sunday, there was the communion service, but Karen wore the red shoes and went to church again. As soon as Karen and the noblewoman got down from the carriage, an old soldier bowed politely and said,
"Madam, I will clean the dust on your shoes."
"Oh, thank you."
As Karen showed her red shoes to the soldier, he said,
"Such a beautiful pair of shoes. It will look great if you dance with these shoes."